Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours, and boy, we have a lot to talk about. I am not sure where we start. The Texans game was so boring. The Rockets with their two wins over the weekend and last night's game was fantastic. The Cougs with their win against Auburn, that was just awesome. On the road, basically on the road. And taking care of that business.
Where was that game played?
I thought it was. It's in Alabama, but I'm not sure that it was at Auburn. Yeah, it was in Alabama.
It was in Birmingham. That's where Auburn is.
Auburn.
Auburn is in Auburn.
Oh wait, that's right. UAB is.
Yeah. So
how far away is Auburn?
It's basically a home game.
Yeah, like I was going to say. Yeah. It's definitely a home game.
Well, it wasn't a home game. It was a neutral site game.
Cougs.
It was a neutral site game, but it was basically a home game for Auburn.
Yeah, neutral. Yeah. So that's like if you played in Katy and that's a neutral site
game. Well, basically the Rockets play at Toyota Center, and they call that a neutral site game. But, yeah.
We beat you on the road.
Right.
Me and Kelvin and them.
Yeah, you had a lot to do with
me and Kelvin and them. Oh, Cougar and fans. Them. Oh, super sensitive.
Why are they sensitive?
I send one tweet about, hey,
about Kingston?
With all due respect, but Kingston Fleming is going to need to be the guy down the stretch. And Cougar, I trust a Hall of Fame coach ahead of you, you clown show.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Excuse me?
I'm not so sure that he wouldn't think that. Kingston was.
Dude, he's so much better than Uzan. And with all due respect, once again, with all due respect, Sharp, now, Dell, with
why,
all due respect, I said with
all
due respect.
Why you all due respecting?
If you say all due respect, then
what are we doing?
You can say whatever
don't
you want.
Don't separate the guys.
No.
I know.
They're all good players.
He's only gonna be he'll be one and done anyway.
Uzan was a leader on a national finalist.
He was,
what are you doing?
So is Sharp, but they're just not as talented as this kid.
No. I mean, you insulted him a little bit. A little out of order yourself.
No, listen, there are going to be games when Sharp is the guy. There's going to be games when Uzan is the guy.
Yeah, but Sharp's not a take-you-off-the-dribble guy at all. Like, that's a 0% chance he does that.
Yeah, but
in
there's going to be games when he's the leading scorer.
He looks
gonna
tied
light it up
when he gets a ball in his hands, as we've seen. Uzan has that ability. Fleming's is on a different level. This is a 5-star player with probably lottery aspirations. I would assume. I'm not doing NBA draft stuff right now, but all I know is you can't stay in front of him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no. He could be his highest pick since Jairus Walker.
Yeah,
Calvin doesn't have a boatload of high picks. He just doesn't.
He has one.
He's got guys, and they buy in, and they play team basketball. But Kingston Fleming's, and listen, Chris Cenac, Now, he's not a great shooter. He was 8 for 10 yesterday. Mm-hmm. Chris Cenac was, he was integral in that win yesterday. So, he had two threes, too. And Kelvin was given the business last game or the game before. It's like, you know, this kid, he's unbelievable. And with the rebounds, it would be nice to make a basket every once in a while. And here he is going 8 for 10 against Auburn.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking good.
I don't want to get bogged down with November college basketball.
But that was awesome.
But it was a fun, it was a good gutsy win at the end. It really was.
It was
a lot of back and forth. It was a road.
It was a little scary, if you want to know the truth, because the Cougs did not play well down the stretch.
No, they didn't.
Not at all.
This has been an ongoing. When it's tight, it's a real concern, and that's one of the reasons to me. Fleming's, as long as he isn't trying to just placate, I just get the feeling he wants to make sure that he knows his place in the pecking order, which is kind of normal for a freshman in his fourth game. And these guys have been there. Well, Uzon's been there year two, but still. It's understandable, but down the stretch, he needs to have the ball in his hands.
All right, so do we start with the Texans, the Rockets, the Cougs, the Aggies, the Longhorns? I mean, what a weekend we had, man. You had it all up. Nonstop.
There's other stuff to talk about in the NFL, but I mean, it's the least exciting is that the Texans, to be honest with you. The least exciting is the Texans.
And yet, you know, they saved their season. Listen, they've got a three-game season right now. They've got an opening, though. They do have an opening.
They have an opening after yesterday because the Chargers finally got their quarterback hurt. Finally. It took a while, but they finally got their quarterback hurt enough to get out of a game.
Well, and they were down 35-6. That's why he was out of the game. That offensive line is so bad.
This is what happens when you lose too many. Like, people are saying the Texans should have traded for an offensive line at the trade deadline. There was none. There are no good trade. The Chargers traded for the only one, and he was a first-round washout.
Austin Deculus.
No. They traded for Trevor Penning.
Oh.
Austin Deculus was on our practice squad starting for them.
And he starts for them.
No good. You can't trade for an offensive lineman because the good ones don't. You don't let good ones walk. And so the Chargers lost. They got pummeled by Jacksonville in a revenge game. And I heard Tony Baselli, he was doing one of their Jacksonville Jaguars shows like Johnny Harris does, you know. And he said, I'll just say this. He goes, you're going to see an unbelievable effort. Like, Tony set it up, and he goes, I'm not going to tell you, not going to predict a score or anything like that. He said, I'm just telling you. They're going to make the Jaguar fans proud this week. And I was like, man, that's a bold statement, Tony. But he was right.
Yeah.
Jacksonville came out and smoked it.
Listen, it's amazing that – listen, Jim Harbaugh should be coach of the year with that offensive line that they've got a winning record. That's finally caught up to them. Mm-hmm. That you can't continue to – and they were putting up some points, too. You can't continue to play with that offense. No. It's just so bad.
No, it's going to so be. Bad. You're going to have to really manage it. So they lost. The Chiefs lost. It was an ugly game, but the Denver Broncos. And, you know, Bo Nix is just playing okay. He's not playing great football, but here we are. Denver's 9-2. And they've got a really good defense. And Mahomes was not great yesterday. And, the Chiefs are now 5-5. The Chargers are 7-4. The Chiefs are 5-5. Just when it looked like the Chiefs were getting ready to make a run to be the best team in the AFC, they're now tied with the Texans.
Yeah.
And the Texans have a game against the Chiefs. So this is, you know, I mean, we're about to really dive head first on the Texans. But just to set up the landscape for you, from a playoff standpoint, New England's 9-2, Buffalo's 7-3. Buffalo got up. I mean, it was just a back-and-forth scoring match. Buffalo's defense sucks. They're not good. They're not good enough. So 9-2, 7-3, they're playoff bound. Baltimore wins. They're 5-5 along with the Texans. The Steelers won. They're 6-4. One of those teams is going to get in, and then the other one won't. Indianapolis 8-2 looks like they're in. Jacksonville sitting at 6-4. I mean –
Well, I don't know. The Chargers could. The Chargers could fall out of this.
I know. I wouldn't.
The Chargers could absolutely.
They're in good
fall.
Shape right now at 7-4, but
I don't think the Bills fall out.
I don't either.
You're right. It's either the Steelers or the Ravens. The Colts aren't going anywhere. Patriots aren't going anywhere. We got three teams that are in: Broncos, Patriots, and Colts.
Yeah,
basically in.
And I'd say that I think the Bills are going.
The
to be
Bills
based,
are probably
based on
in.
Their division. Yeah.
That's four. That's four.
And there's two more, and probably somebody from the AFC West, and then maybe it could be two teams. But I mean, the Chiefs have a much better chance of winning enough games probably than the Chargers do. But they are. I mean, they're still 5-5. The Texans. What we're trying to say is the Texans have games coming up against a lot of the teams that they would have to beat to make the playoffs. They would do themselves a lot of justice to, I mean, look at this. Versus Bills at home. You have to win that. You have to win that. Then you're at the Colts. You don't have to win that, realistically. Then you're at the Chiefs. You almost have to win that. So, even, and then beyond that, I mean, the way I was looking at John, you got to go 5-2 down the stretch and finish 10-7. How I think it goes. And so, here's what we're looking at. Bills, Colts, Chiefs. Then you got Arizona Cardinals come into town. I think that could definitely be a win. You got the Raiders. That could definitely be a win. And then you're at the Chargers. So, you know, you got the Colts twice. It would behoove you to win here against the Colts. But realistically, you really can't lose at the Chargers. You can't lose at the Chiefs.
It could well come down to that last game of the season against the Colts, where the Colts don't have anything to play for, hopefully. And the Texans do, and the Colts don't. You know, they're not going to go all out. Although, it might be nice for the Colts to eliminate the Texans and get them out of the playoffs. But we'll see. That Chargers game at Christmas is going to be huge.
It could be, but you also could. I mean, you could also go 0-3 in your next three and beat your season over. I mean, you're Buffalo, then you're at Colts, and then you're at Chiefs. It's not inconceivable that you're 0-3. In that stretch, and you're
5-8, or 3-0.
That's less conceivable.
Well, it's conceivable.
I can't conceive of that.
So you're saying,
John, after
what?
Watching the Texans play the Titans to a standstill for about seven quarters of football,
really struggle.
You think
this year
they pretty much played the Titans to a standstill for seven quarters.
Dominate. I like to say dominate.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to agree with Lance because who does? Because I'm a Cougar fan and he's a joke and a clown.
I'm a Coug.
Considering what he said about Kingston Flemings.
How dare you say Kingston's good?
I watch and I go, Davis Mills, CJ Stroud, it doesn't matter when they play.
It just doesn't even matter. I mean, they're historical defensively right now. They're historical. I was reading something, and I'll read it in a second. NFL census, the research package post game.
Poo-pooing a big win. Well,
You started by saying how boring it was.
This is just it. I was thinking about people are now, there's a little buzz about quarterback. If you've got a quarterback controversy because you're just sneaking by the Titans with one win, that just tells me you have no
quarterback. There's no quarterback.
You have no. There's not. I know.
There's
I agree
no
with you.
Quarterback.
I question if we have our quarterback of the future to win big games and in playoffs. But Davis Mills played. You know, Davis Mills played well against the Titans, who have one win, kind of, and they still managed how many points?
16.
16.
He played okay.
I mean, you get 16 against the Titans. It's just a freaking. It's just a battle every Sunday to just cheer for this team. It's an absolute war to get yourself excited about a Texas game.
You know, the worst
it's what I used to think watching Giants games were and Jacksonville Jaguars. I used to always think, God, these are so boring team. We are that.
The worst thing that happened to the Texans was MultiView yesterday because. I've never gone in on Sunday tickets, so I don't have the same experience a lot of people have. But so I've got the Texans on one side of my television against the Titans, and then I've got Baker versus Josh on the other television.
That's not good.
And at one point, I was like, I got here in 2002 in Houston, so I got here first season. I was like, how much bad AFC South football have I watched in my life?
A lot.
Considering I've never got Sunday tickets, you know, so I'm always watching.
For the only good team,
I'm always watching AFC South football, whether it's because the Texans are on or one of their rivals is on. And I'm looking at the other screen, going, "What the hell is this?" And so, and the problem was, even though it was Davis Mills playing, I don't believe the game would have been any different if CJ was playing. Not because I think there's a quarterback controversy. I just think the quarterback ain't really a problem when Davis Mills plays.
So, yeah, no, it's not. He's not a problem that they're not moving the ball. So I was at Buffalo Wild Wings watching the game, and I had to, you know, I got the Yahoo Sports app, and it goes to, does shows you all the plays. Because there were so many times I was watching other games. I went, oh, wait, how did we get 3 yards? Oh, okay, Woody Marks were off a right tackle. Okay, good.
How did we get three yards? That's evergreen.
Yeah.
You can just say, how did we get 3 yards?
that's basically our offense.
A bad run, actually, for us.
No, that's not. That's absolutely.
Woody had some juice yesterday. Woody looked. I mean, it's really weird. There's some things that I'm happy about, and then I go, man, that's the Titans. Like, they're set up for first pick again. I'm really getting it. Man, you see that throw Davis Mills made, the deep sideline throw after the game got tied up, and it was 3rd and 16, and the Texans maybe were going to have to punt, and the Titans could beat them. And then Davis made that great throw, and Nico made this great catch, and I'm like, wait, that was the Titans. They were close to losing against the Titans.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You got your backup quarterback in.
Who's not really
he's not that bad.
It doesn't look much different, if we're honest.
No,
does it look much different to you?
No.
It's the same play caller, but same.
All right, let's break. Let's try to stay on time. We got, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? We got all kinds of stuff to talk. What a great college football day. Holy crap. Well, not if you're a Longhorn, but it was a great college football day, including the greatest comeback in Texas A&M history. We got a lot to talk about this morning here on ESPN. If you had higher in the Aggie game, Lance, then you won money from Underdog.
Well, it depended. It depended if I got to even check and see if they're still doing those player totals in college after everything that's going on. I do know this. Tonight is Monday Night Football, and I do know they've got it for you in pro football. And so they're rocking and rolling tonight, as always. Listen, this season you can make team picks and player picks, both. You just download the app, sign up, and you're going to get $100 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. And using Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite team will win or your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, on receiving yards, on interceptions, and much, much more. Plus, with Underdog's ultra-fast payouts, you're going to get your profits in a snap. You don't have to wait. So download the app today and use promo code Lance, my name, to get $100 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. Player picks, team picks, all on Underdog.
Crypto.com predictions powered by Underdog Predict. Trading derivatives involves risk and may not be appropriate for all. For more information, visit nadex.com/rules and underdogfantasy.com/rules. For Crypto.com predictions, the term pick refers to a product traded on CDNA. Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All righty, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell, 713-780-3776. How about this weekend? What a weekend. Let's talk Rockets real quick, because that was a fantastic game. What a fun ending.
I mean,
wow.
They had a lead at 2-0, and then I think they had a lead at 4-3. They were leading 4-3 and then had a lead for nothing the rest of the game until they finally took one late in the fourth. And then, you know, the Magic were game without Paolo Banchero. They were a game team yesterday.
They really were.
They really hung in and fought hard.
That was one fun game. I mean, and you talk about just clutch. Kevin Durant is, I mean, that three that he knocked down to tie the game. Then Alpe had, it's inbounding the ball, and he's got Amen wide open on an alley-oop and instead throws it back court.
He throws it to Kevin Durant, but Durant started slipping and falling. And then the ball went back court. I don't know what he was bitching about.
After he fouled on the layup that the Orlando got, he's yelling about something. He almost blew that game because he had Amen on a backdoor alley-oop. What beautiful, beautiful play, and he just missed him. But then he gets the inbound with 1.7 left and puts it in.
It was a very well-designed play. Yeah. And Alpe just posted, like, Alpe has really become aggressive in terms of getting what he wants. Yep. He gained top positioning. They got it to him, and he just dropped a little jump hook.
Well, there was a cross screen, so credit.
Is that what it was?
Decided
yeah,
to
it was
do
a
that.
It was a well-designed play.
Yeah, to get Wendell Carter off him, and they got Jonathan Isaac. Big dude, shot blocker, but not as physical, so they set that cross screen and Alpe.
And they went to overtime. It looked against all odds. They went to overtime after an incredible Durant falls down. It turns into a potential three-point play. Misses. Black misses the free throw. And so they call timeout. They're alive, and then they get that dump down. It goes to overtime, and then it goes back and forth a little bit in overtime. Rockets looked like they were good, and the game was in hand, and then it got – and then, you know, I think Magic took another lead, if I remember correctly, and then the Rockets took over. And then it turned into a long-form free-throw shooting contest.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a free-throw shooting contest, and the Rockets won.
And Amen Thompson has made 19 of his last 21 free throws, which is kind of a big deal.
That is
a
great
not a good free throw shooter.
No, when you know putting him on the line in that situation, you know that was after Reed Shepard, who hadn't had a free throw the whole game, knocked the two down. Amen comes in, and they were up two, and he made his two free throws, and that put him at four, and that was the game. But I was a little worried with Amen on the line with that situation.
I was too. I was actually worried with Reed Shepard on the line.
Yeah,
you probably weren't because he's white. Well, guess what? I knew for a fact he was shooting like under 60% or right around there. For the season, he's shooting 66% from the three-point line.
Well, I didn't really have anything to do with him being white.
Subconsciously, it did. You're like, this little guy can shoot.
You just assume the little white guy is going to make his free throws.
He's like, Mini Kerr is going to make these.
No, listen, if you're a little white guy, we've always said that. If you're a little white guy on the team, you better make your free throws.
You better be shooting free throws at an 88%.
It's like a little... Little white wide receiver, you can't drop a pass.
Yeah, you're really not
allowed.
Reed's
got to knock down his free throws because there was a moment late in the game where Desmond Bain, well, besides the fact they almost got into a bit of an altercation, he blows by Reed on a basket. Or he sets up a dunk. I forgot who he passed it to. And then the Rockets score to tie it, I think, and the Magic did the Rockets a favor because Reed stuck on the floor against Desmond Bane. That's where they're going to go back to. But they called a timeout, and Ime was like, get a Kogi in there.
Double bigs.
I need a Kogi
I don't even think it was a Kogi. I think they ran Steven Adams.
No, they did, but they got a Kogi just in case they isolated on Desmond Bane.
They went big. Reed was only getting in late for that one free throw. Only a couple times he saw the court after that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the fourth quarter. They're going to close with Reed.
Oh, yeah.
And then Desmond Bane got him, and then when Magic had to call their timeout, it's like, that's enough of you. We don't need you.
We didn't get to talk about this because I don't think it had happened, right? Tari Eason's injury.
4 to 6
Tari
weeks.
Tari Eason is out 4 to 6 weeks now. So Aaron Holiday is probably going to start getting a little bit more minutes. Reed Shepard is definitely dialed in and locked in. I don't know. Finney Smith may not be with us anymore. I don't even know what's happened to him. So Finney Smith could, if he played basketball still, would just step right into those minutes, but...
Did you see the injury? It was like he just bumped hips with the guy Friday night.
Did you see him and Steven Adams getting into it?
Yeah, I did see him.
And then somebody pointed that video out, and Tari's mom came on Twitter and started ripping everyone.
Actually, there was a trade. Tari Eason. Listen, there was a trade rumor this weekend with Tari Eason. I forget. Who it was for? It was for some point guard. Oh, Jared McCain. And
Jared McCain.
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to do
injured McCain.
I don't think you're going to do business with Daryl Morey, but we'll see.
And another fingernail polish guy.
Yeah. Listen,
Ime just got rid of one. He's not bringing another one in.
Well, I don't. If he likes basketball and he's good at it, I don't care.
He loves TikTok. Do you know how much you know about McCain?
Oh, this is
guy's the TikTok dance
God,
guy. Yes.
Oh God.
He's the finger polished TikTok. I knew that. Oh, I was like, John doesn't know who this is.
No. Yeah. Oh, I know now.
You would never want him.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
What's the next topic?
Yeah. Next
that's
topic.
Over.
Well, yeah.
Well, but Tari could, like, if you know you're not going to hang on to Tari, but boy, he helps you win at a higher level, though. Like, the Astros wouldn't do it. The Astros wouldn't make that trade.
Yeah.
Jim Crane would never, right? He's got a chance to help us win. We're not dealing him.
That's true. Yeah, but what, 4 to 6 weeks now?
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's not the end of the, that's, you know, month and a half. The problem is, this is, he may have done you a favor by declining your offer. He may have actually done the Rockets a favor.
Well, he's still restricted, so you still got a chance to keep him.
Well, right, but I'm just talking about for what you offered him, you got to really think carefully because Tari Eason has had injury issues. And for being as young as he is, that's a lot of – he's going to have a lot of missed basketball. I don't know. And he doesn't seem very happy here all the time. He got into it. I don't know what the deal was with Steven Adams.
No, he did have something.
They got into it.
Yeah, that's not the smartest move to get into it with Steven Adams.
No, it immediately looked like Tari was overmatched. Immediately.
Are you kidding? I guess he's
Steven
overmatched.
Steven Adams is really legitimately one of the strongest, most athletic. Like, he's crazy. He's very athletic. But Steven Adams, I don't know that I have ever seen. He reminds me a little bit of watching, for old school watchers, you'll know Otis Thorpe. He reminds me a little bit of Otis Thorpe in that I think he's a better leaper than Thorpe, but he's just, you can just feel his presence physically, but it's so much more pronounced now that you have so many skinnier guys and more finesse players. You know, back when Otis Thorpe played, everyone had a big, you know, physical power forward. Now, since there's so few of those really physical guys, Steven Adams, when they go double big, it really stands out because the Rockets really start beating up on people. And the Rockets went big lineup in the fourth quarter, and they took what was basically an equal rebounding total, and they dominated the boards after that point. Ended up over 20, I think 20-plus boards higher because they absolutely dominated from that point forward.
And they rebound out of zone. When Reed's out there and they have their double bigs, I mean, there's some defensive issues. So they rebound. And the fact that they can control their boards out of zone, which is difficult,
Why do you think so many teams get open three-point looks against the zone? But at Syracuse, and I know the spacing's a little more because the three-point line's further, but a team like Syracuse back in the day, or John, what's his name from Temple? John Chaney's matchup zone, like you didn't get good looks. Why is it in the NBA everyone can get a three-point look out of a zone?
I think they're better off.
Well, that's the only way to beat a zone.
Better offensive players.
But in college, it's hard to get a look. Against those zone those teams,
I think they're better shooters, better offensive minds.
They get better looks. And though, they is get what be- I'm
because I know because the passing's better, the spacing is better.
And
like
Reed's not
shooters
on
are better.
Reed's not on defense for all those Syracuse teams.
He doesn't have the length of like
John Chaney
would
have never had a Reed Shepherd
at the top
too
of the
good
zone
a shooter. Frankly, at the top of the zone.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776 Rockets with two wins. Easy win. Not all that easy, but they won their NBA.
How fun are the Rockets to watch?
In-season matchup,
John,
on Friday.
John, how fun are the Rockets to watch?
They're just
without
fun.
Fred VanVleet.
They're just fun. Yeah. They're just fun.
What? Leave that man alone.
Why is it without Fred VanVleet?
Because it's
Leave.
More exciting.
What is wrong with
Have
you?
Have you not noticed how much more exciting it is this year?
It's and exciting because you never know if they're going to be able to get the ball up court.
Without Jalen. No, that's not what it is. Stop acting like the number one
it's
offensive
exciting
team.
Exciting because they have Kevin Durant.
They're the number one three-point shooting team, the number one rebounding team, the number one scoring team, and you're like, oh, they can't get the ball up court. Then how are they scoring? How are they busting 140 on the Trailblazers, monkey ass? That's how. You poverty ass teams need to stay out of my.
Don't do this again.
Stay
don't
out of my Emirates Cup.
Team.
Stay
you
out
did
of my Emirates
with CJ.
Cup.
You're,
stay out of my Emirates Cup.
You're only 1-1 in the Emirates Cup. Why are you acting like
that court is off putting?
What
to
are
me.
You doing? Yeah. You lost your first Emirates Cup game.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Yeah. San Antonio's got to lose two.
By the way,
San Antonio's got to lose two. Otherwise, you're out.
Speaking of not being able to get up the floor, that was the game where the Spurs pressure them into how many turnovers?
Yeah. I'm wondering why everyone doesn't do it.
Yeah.
You really want
They're not, not everyone's capable of it.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. I know what Republic Boot Company is capable of, getting you whatever leather product you want. Be it, belts, vests, pants, boots, hats, jackets, whatever it is. But not only that, There's all kinds of stuff that you can get people. You can still, you got time to put your logo on it, okay? They can do wallets or totes or golf bags or work bags or backpacks or, you know what? They got the 1836 boots. They can put your logo, customize it with your logo on it. You got to hurry, though. Christmas is coming. We're going to be there for Christmas, as a matter of fact. You can be there for Christmas, too. Lance, they can hold up to 200 people.
Yeah, it's going to be – I mean, we really want you to come by. I'm sure we'll have food there like we always do. Have your coffee set up for you in the morning. But it's a great spot for you to come. Even if you're just window shopping, you're going to really be impressed with what they have, and chances are you're going to find something you love and that you want to purchase. But if you're looking for boots, if you're looking for Western wear, if you're looking to get rodeo ready – oh, my gosh, they've got it on. If you want to do the same thing for Christmas and you want to find your gifts, you're going to find it at Republic Boot Company right there in the Heights.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Aggies down 30-3. And I will say this. I don't know about you, but it had to be. I don't know what Aggs were thinking at the time. I kind of do. Like, this
you
is
do.
Such, this is so
I
awful.
Knew it. In their head, yeah, like,
I knew it.
I knew
we
this
were
was
waiting
coming.
For that shoe to drop, and it dropped here. But
I mean,
you're
right about South Carolina getting the best of South Carolina for one half. Then
but
you got the,
you did.
Then you got the worst,
I mean,
in the second
they're
half.
Good I mean, they're a much better football team than they've shown. I
what
mean,
are they, 3-7
and Lenora
now?
Sellers is really good and finally put it together in that first half. Then there was the second half.
I mean, they had a lot of opportunities, Sean.
But I will
A&M
say this.
Gave them a lot of opportunities. Marcel Reed gave them a lot of opportunities.
I will say that, yeah, he really did. He was not good in the first half. But, you know, he created his Heisman moments in the second half. I will say this. While I, you know, and I thought, I will say this. I don't know that there's a much better fan base. There's a lot of fan bases where a lot of people would have been gone, would have taken off. But that place was full. And that place was rocking that entire second, and it helped that team win that football game. Listen, when they took the ball in the second half and drove down and scored, there was no bigger play than Marcel on 4th-and-12 on the first drive that they had in the second half, running for that first down.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't get that, they don't win that football game. They don't win that football.
But once they scored and it was 20, all of a sudden you saw a pathway really quick. At 30-3, it looks insurmountable. I mean, just the numbers itself, 30-3 looks insurmountable. But all of a sudden you put one score in there and you see it's a 20-point game and you realize, oh my gosh, this is a lot of time to score 3 touchdowns.
Well,
now,
yeah.
If they score one time, well, it's tricky because I say if South Carolina scores one field goal, they win that game. The fact is Colin Klein's weird play call and then weird execution by the panicky freshman running back to throw it backwards on the goal line. Like, why are you trying to be so geniusy? I'm all for creative play calls, but it was not necessary because you were gashing them. You were gashing South Carolina. Don't get cute at that point.
It was a terrible, terrible, terrible call. And yet, and they did it, and they still were able to overcome it because that defense in the second half was incredible.
They played great. It was truly, you won't see those kind of games very often. Marcel Reed throws for over 300, not over 300, but he got up there way high. I think close to 300 in the second half,
In the second half, yeah.
Did he get to 300 or just close to it?
I
think he got close. It was well over 400, but Marcel Reed's first half was people were accusing him of throwing the game, shaving points. And, you know, you look at that and you realize there's people who actually will believe that. You see, we'll talk about maybe later the penalty last night with the Lions and the Lions and the Eagles. And people thought this referee's on a take. With all this gambling stuff going on, this is going to be a real concern for people as people are always going to assume bad play is throwing it, you know, because Marcel Reed couldn't have been worse in the first half. Misses, the underthrow in the end zone that was an easy interception. He was truly dreadful. And then the second half, man, to get your confidence back, I give all the credit in the world to not just Marcel, but I got to say to Mike Elko too, because his team never, you know, they go out there, they score the first time out, and the place really comes alive, and you knew that game was definitely wide open at that point.
Yeah.
Even down 20, you could feel it was wide open, because that's not like a team full of closers in South Carolina. They have not had a good year. They looked tight in the second half.
No, they were tight. I mean, that's a three-win team that played really, really well, but the Aggies were just overwhelming. Overwhelming. Marcel and that defense were just unbelievable. And Marcel, and I kind of agree, Booger said it might have been the best half of football any quarterback's had this year. I don't even know that it's arguable. When you're down 27 points at mm-hmm. half and you come back and win, that and he was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think that state trooper should get a medal.
This is what I was going to ask. Was that Aggies defense inspired by the physicality of that state trooper?
Who got sent home?
That state trooper who, yeah. I mean,
by the way, he's not allowed to work Aggie games anymore. You know, he's some super fan.
Nick Harper's trespassing and on the Aggie tunnel, and you're going to tell me that you're sending that trooper home for defending that tunnel?
What?
I'm surprised he didn't pull a taser out, just tase Nick Harper.
Well, he stuck out a little chicken wing to
both of them
to make contact.
The other running back was literally moving out of his way, and he goes wham and hits them both with the elbow, like watch you get your ass back on the field. Yeah. And the running back's like, hey, chill, man. We just scored an 80-yard touchdown. Stop being so mad. Why are you so mad?
He's probably frustrated. He was like everyone else in that building. He was frustrated.
He was a frustrated Aggie is what he was, who happens to work for DPS or be a state trooper or whatever.
Right.
He just, at that moment, he was an Aggie fan.
Love that guy.
He was an Aggie fan.
Well,
he inspired a comeback.
Didn't work out for him.
And, as Twitter told me, a racist.
Well, I don't know what his issue was.
Well, wait a minute.
I was like, wait a minute.
Somebody said every ticket that he's given out has to be looked at now.
Oh, no. I mean.
What?
People were saying, can you imagine what he does when there's no body cam before body cameras were on?
Yeah.
And I was like, and they weren't joking, by the way.
No, they weren't.
They were not joking.
It was an odd thing to see live. I saw it live. Like,
it was completely out of time. Like, you can't do that. That was so stupid. And then you're admonishing players. You're yelling at them like you're their dads. Like, man, get out of here. Send that dude home. Never let him work a game again. That's stupid. However, they did outscore him. South Carolina never scored after that.
I can't. The Aggies turned it over one more time, and they kicked the field goal.
Oh, yeah, before the half.
To make
that's
it 30
right,
to
that's
3.
Right.
Which, that by the way, terrible thank God again. It was just a field goal.
Yeah, because the Beamer could, you know, handle
Beamer
a clock.
Messed that whole thing up.
You think that guy just had this in his head, so he wasn't even thinking. He just was. He was like defending.
Yes.
He just thought to himself, I got to defend this place to no one else is.
So here's something that a lot of you will not know, and I'll tell you this story because I was a 12-year-old, and the Aggies court. Now, this is really hardcore. Member of the court, and I don't know, they have the sabers, you know, so they can pull a saber out on you. The SMU, this is when SMU used to be good. The SMU cheerleaders, SMU was rolling Texas A&M, and so the SMU cheerleaders got on the field, and they were spelling out, they lay down to spell out SMU. Well, I guess it's a core member, runs out, pulls his saber on the Aggie cheerleaders and starts to threaten them because they were on the field, which I guess is a hallowed ground or whatever. It's you know, there's certain rules. I don't know all the Aggie rules. But he pulled a saber on him. He got a little trouble. He got a little bit of trouble. But that's something, like, that's when I saw that happen, it took me back to my childhood thinking, oh, yeah, I remember when they pulled the saber on the cheerleaders.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe
like, don't be trying to have fun in my stadium.
The first time I went there, I was walking on the grass.
Dumb.
Don't walk on the grass.
No, you're basically spitting in the face of everyone who's ever served in the military.
They were like, get off the grass, sir. I was like, what do you mean?
They served in the military for that grass, you dummy. Get off.
It's not just the Aggies. It's an SEC thing. Because after Oklahoma beat Alabama, an Alabama staffer, apparently they cordoned off the script A after the game. So particularly if an opposing team wins, they don't want them taking photos on the logo. So she got into a back and forth with some Oklahoma players. She was like, please be respectful. Don't Don't be disrespectful. And of course, the Oklahoma player's like, what? We won. Some player go, we won this B, not to her, but to we just won the game. Yeah. So they want to take photos, and eventually, cooler heads, they got away from the logo. They took them in front. But you protect the field in SEC country.
Well, I'm sorry.
But
by the way, it was 1981.
The people that were protecting it, Del, they weren't protecting it from those players, that's for sure. They were just like, It was a weird deal. All right, we got a break because we got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence coming your way next. What did you learn? I've got mine already. You guys should have one too because there was a lot to learn this weekend. And it doesn't matter if it's sports or anything else. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend? Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. Right now, John Dasmid is bringing us
He's bringing you big payouts whenever you're in. Yeah, whenever you're injured due to someone else's negligence, he's going to make sure all those bills are paid. He's going to make sure all the time missed from work. You know, there's a lot of time that you may be injured and miss work for 2 weeks. That still needs to be compensated. Still needs to be compensated because how are you going to pay your bills if you don't have money coming in? You've got to. Most everyone lives paycheck to paycheck nowadays, so you can't really afford to not have, you know, to not have a paycheck coming in. John Dasmid will look out for you. What if, God forbid, you suffer a serious injury and you can't make it into work for the long haul, maybe ever? John Dasmid's here for you there, too. The Dasmid Law Firm has handled tons of those cases, and they know what they're doing. They're going to make sure that you get the payout that you deserve so that you can pay your bills, so that you can go about your life. If you've been injured and your life's never going to be the same, your pain and suffering is just so substantial. There deserves to be monetary compensation for that. You didn't ask for that. It's someone else's negligence. John Dasmid and his lawyers are going to fight for you against the insurance company if they try to squeeze you and give you something that's not fair. The first thing you do when you're in an accident and you're injured is call 713-CALL-NOW. That's the first thing you do. Well, I mean, get to the hospital if you need to. But from the hospital, you can call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DasmidLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. This might be a controversial or... I don't know what you think about it. I really don't care. But I learned this weekend that despite their loss, I think Arch is a pro quarterback and could be a pretty damn good pro quarterback.
I learned that apple seeds are poisonous.
Apple seeds are poisonous?
Yep.
Huh.
I've never heard that before. I feel like grapes are very dangerous for dogs, and everyone knows chocolate.
So is chocolate.
Everyone knows chocolate. But did you know grapes? Most people don't know that.
No.
I didn't know apple. This should be taught in school at an early age. If you eat apple seeds, you can die. They're poisonous. Like, what? How is this not a thing that everyone knows?
I just had a couple apples this weekend.
Yeah, I just learned. I'm sure I've swallowed an apple seed before.
My wife told me,
I'm like, what are you talking about?
All right. You had one sentence. You had one sentence. You don't know how to play the game.
Go ahead. Go to the things.
Okay.
Go to the things.
All right, Dell, who's that? Who's up?
We start with Kevin. Kevin, what have you learned?
Yes, so I learned this weekend that my soon-to-be 16-year-old son would prefer to keep his iPhone rather than get a brand-new decked-out 2025 pickup truck.
That's pathetic.
Wow.
That's an addiction, sir.
So
you need
gosh.
To take your kid in for some type of... I need to start that.
Therapy.
I need to start some type of addiction. You know, they've got them for drugs. They got them for alcohol.
Wait, he said so it's rather than his phone. Rather than a truck, he'd like to have his phone?
Maybe he offered him a brand new truck if he gave up his iPhone because he wanted his son to stop. And what did his son say? No.
No. I'll keep my phone.
That's just like somebody who's on crack.
Can't talk to girls in my truck.
Oh, that phone is cracked.
It is cracked.
All right, Dell, who's next?
Let's go to Tom on Alexa. What have you learned?
Gentlemen, I learned that if you take a young lady out to a nice dinner at Texas Roadhouse, you can substitute the cinnamon butter for regular butter.
Shut up. Well, maybe he did learn that.
Well, he might have learned that.
Why would you ever not have?
I'll tell you this: I had salmon butter yesterday at breakfast, and it was awesome.
Cinnamon
butter is what he
said. Oh, I had salmon butter.
What is salmon butter? That sounds terrible.
It was excellent.
Just what, salmon infused butter?
Yeah,
that's all it is, right?
It's really good.
You put some salmon juice in there?
I don't know how they do it.
You put salmon in it.
Like little bits of salmon.
All right, who's next?
We go to Ocho. Ocho, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that Granado's favorite rapper, Kirk O'Bangs, graduated from North Shore High School.
Is that your favorite rapper, John?
I don't know who that is. Who, it's what?
What's Kirko. K-I-R-K-O. Kirk O'Bangs. Instead of Kirk Cobain, it's Kirk O'Bangs.
Oh, I got you.
Or is it Bangs? I don't know. Yeah. He's a Houston rapper.
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. North Shore? Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Way to go.
That's
North Shore producing my favorite rapper that I just heard of. I learned that there's a rapper named Kurt Cobain.
There you go. You learned something.
Yeah, it's Bangs with a Z, which makes it cool. Let's go to Phil. Phil, what have you learned?
I learned that whatever an Aggie is, it's got to be part cat because they used up several lives on Saturday.
Man. There ain't going to be no more of those. No more three-win teams anymore. You better not.
Yeah, they got what? Who do they have as part of their SEC off week? But that isn't an off week game.
Samford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about that.
Stanford.
Samford.
That Longhorn game is going to be pretty interesting.
That's going to be good.
It'll be desperation game. Time for Horns.
Arch does look better. Arch definitely looks better.
He's got no receivers or line.
Well, Winko doesn't have to catch everything.
How many drops did they have?
A ton.
Did you see their TikTok showing all their NIL money?
No.
The linemen and the wide receivers were out there showing their TikTok money.
Not before the game.
Even after the Calzada thing?
Yes.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
At Georgia?
I'll show it to you.
At the Georgia game?
Yep. Well, I don't know when they did it.
Well, it had to be before the year started, which is still stupid.
Who's next?
We go to... Well, another college team, Michigan. Brandon, what have you learned?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. I learned that modern stat tracking in the 1940s, Saturday was the first time that a team had a -5 turnover differential and still won the game, and that was Michigan.
Yeah, they beat Northwestern in Wrigley.
They've got a final play.
Yeah. They've got a punt returner who does nothing but fumble, and the fans are ready to strangle Sherrone Moore for still putting him out there. I can't remember the guy's name. I saw a name trending, and I'm like, why is this trending, this random name? Apparently, all this kid does is fumble punt returns, and Sherrone Moore keeps playing him.
Well, yeah, Sherrone had a rough – they had a rough time with Northwestern on Saturday.
Northwestern's pretty competitive, actually.
Yeah, they are. That 17, that wide receiver, you got to look at him. He can play.
Would you want to see a game at Wrigley?
Football game? Yeah, that'd be fun. Especially the bleachers are the best seats. The left field bleachers are the best seat in the house. Who's next, Del?
Elliot, what have you learned?
Morning, guys. I learned that I am too old to be going to multi-day rock music festivals. Everything hurts.
Oh, my God.
Multi-day rock festivals. Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you find those anymore?
This is the first time I've...
KLOL.
This is my first time drinking 3 days in a row, John. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You drank three
not
days
hard, in a row? Not hard. Not hard. Not like you. You wouldn't really consider it drinking. Had a couple Guinnesses on Saturday. I was in an Irish pub. Had the tavern style pizza. I said, you know what? Let me have some Guinnesses.
That's terrible. Yeah. I had to drink motor oil.
Yeah, it wasn't
a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
It wasn't motor oil, but you know, it's fine. Coors Light was on the. It was a potential. It was on the docket. I just decided I was in Ireland. I might as well keep it Irish.
You weren't in Ireland.
Well, you weren't in Ireland.
It's not the embassy.
It's called Ireland on Shepherd.
Yeah, it's not an embassy where it becomes actually Ireland.
They have Coors Light there. Who's next?
Let's go to Tom on a mobile. What have you learned?
Hey guys. So I learned. The Aggies' little comeback is nowhere near the best comeback story of all time with old Kim K and Ray J.
Trails off.
Ray J suing Kim Kardashian and her mom for something about an NDA, not an NDA, but something about breach of contract because they leaked, because something about leaking that sex tape. You know that happened like 18, 20 years ago.
It launched
an entire, it, her getting.
What?
Did you ever see?
It's not really a good way to say
her
it.
Having
really
sex say. on yes. tape.
Leaked by the mom, literally launched an entire
industry.
Not just an industry, an entire family. It's a monarchy.
No, I mean them as an industry, the Kardashian industry.
Right. The Kardashians becoming it. So did you guys ever see Chris Pratt's outtake from Parks and Rec?
Yes, I've seen it.
About comebacks?
Yes.
That's what he was referring to. All right, who's next, Al?
Oh, yeah, that's what that was referring to. Okay.
We go to La Raza. What have you learned?
Juanito G, Lanzito in
Terencito. Gentlemen, good morning.
Para las tres. Para tres. Well, gentlemen, I really learned something. Former WNBA player Kaiser Kondrasek was the first black female athlete to cover the graves of, you know what magazine? Justin Ronald, Playboy. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
I believe that is Kevin Porter Jr.'s ex.
That is. That's the one Kevin Porter Jr. allegedly had some physical domestic abuse with.
Allegedly.
And then she said he did it. And then she said, no, I was kidding. Don't take
it. But
his
she
contract.
Was on the cover of Playboy, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. He learned it. He learned it.
I didn't learn. Now he taught me, too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, we got a couple more, and his good buddy is here. At least I think they're still good buddies. Lazy J, what have you learned?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, what I learned this weekend is the Orlando Magic should change their name to the Orlando Mulatto.
Wow.
That's not what we say.
That's what he said. There are a lot of light-skinned players on the team. That is true. That's just the way the world is going.
He just took it back to like 94 that term.
I don't know if that term should be used, but...
Yeah.
Went back to about 94-ish.
Yeah.
That's what they used to call me, Mulatto Granado.
I bet, you know what? It just rolled off your tongue so much so that I believe you. I 100% believe you.
That's what they used to call me. Growing up. Grammar school.
I believe you.
Hmm.
You have to sell me on that one.
Doesn't shock me.
I actually believe that.
Yes. Yeah. What have I learned?
If you learned.
You just learned that.
I just learned. That's what I learned.
That's what you learned.
Let's go to Tommy to close it out. Tommy, what have you learned?
I learned that a blind racist is also known as a Nazi.
Nazi.
Yes.
There's the joke.
Who'd you learn that
That's
from,
That's not
Tommy?
Really a dad joke.
No.
That's just a joke. That's not one that you would call a dad joke.
Is this what is? Was that what you were saying?
Ich bin der von Klon und Unstein.
Was that the
joke? Does it sound like I know German there? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I've sang German drinking songs before, but that was not even. I know a couple German songs, but I don't know. Like, those weren't even that. I don't even know.
No, it was a Taylor Swift thing. You said she was singing in German, something like that. But that's it. That's our What Have You Learned segment.
I learned that the tush push can be stopped. Twice.
Did you see that
Detroit stopped it twice?
It's getting to a point where the tight end, I think Dallas Goedert, has to worry about people diving at his knees. Because on the one they didn't stop that resulted in a touchdown, the Detroit defender comes around and just dives right at Goddard's knees, which you suspect is trying to stop his momentum. And Goddard looks back like, what are you doing? I mean, we talk about safety issues.
Trying to stop you from pushing.
If you're going to dive right at his knee. And a guy who narrowly avoided something, Tyus Howard. Did you see that? Where Tyus Howard got rolled up on near the goal line and you had like players down on the knee. But he came back and played. But it looked scary for a little bit.
Well, somebody else got rolled up on last night that was awful.
Yeah.
In the Chiefs game, Broncos. The Gray, Zabel. Holy crap, that was bad.
Seahawk?
Seahawks game. Seahawks. That's right. So let's talk. Nice job. Well done. As always, fantastic job by you, the listener. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I've known for a while. I didn't learn this. I've just known it because I've been with them for years now, Chastain Ford. I was buying cars from Chastain Ford before I was speaking for them, because I found out, and you know what, and then we talked, and let's do something here. I found out a long time ago it's the best truck or SUV buying place in the city of Houston. All right. First of all, number one on commercial, okay, trucks and SUVs, number one. The reason, because they give you a better price, because they give you better service, and they customize it exactly how you need it. So if businesses are doing this, why wouldn't you? Because businesses are all about the bottom line. Why are you going to pay more? Why are you going to get worse service? Why are you going to not get it the way you want it? Because that's what Chastain Ford does. How do you want the vehicle with how much can you afford? Because they don't want you to have a bad car buying experience. They will tell you, no, don't get that extra, don't get that extra, don't get that extra, because it's going to put you in a place where you're not comfortable with the payments. That's the way Chastain Ford does it, and nobody else does it that way. So you're looking for the best way to pick up that SUV or pickup. There's one place to go. Chastain Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.